Begin the current daf, Masechtas Menachos, daf Samach Beis. Begin 12 lines down at the top of the Amud. But the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which was discussing items that have the halacha of tenufa, of elevation that apply to it. So the Mishnah said, Ushtei Alechem, the two new wheat breads that are brought on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Ushnei Kivsei Atzeres, together with the two lambs that are Shlamim, that are Kaitcha Kachim, that are brought with it, V'chulu, they require to have tenufa done with them. So Tanban Linda Bryce, regarding how that tenufa is done, there seems to be an internal contradiction in the pasuk itself. The pasuk says in the Yikra, "V'heinif hakoyim oisam," the koyin elevates them, which is referring to the two lambs, "al lechem abikurim," on the new breads, which are from the new grain of the wheat. Says the Bryce, "Yochel yenich kvas magabe lechem." If one reads the pasuk, it sounds like you put the lambs on the breads, and that's how you elevate them, lift them up. Tamalayma, but the pasuk there says, and as we read the words, you could read it too, lechem habikurim, the new breads, are tenufa lefnei Hashem, should be elevated in front of Hashem, al shnei kvasim, on the two lambs. So, says the Braisa, I al shnei kvasim, if we have this part of the pasuk, on the two lambs, yachal, you would think, lechem agavei kvasim, that you put the breads on the lambs. Tamalayma, but that's what the pasuk started off by saying, no, al lechem habikurim, that you elevate them referring to the lambs, alechem abikurim, on the new breads. Says the Braisa, nishtakel akasif, from the term of shakel, that the pasuk is equal, that there's two different halachas that can be learned out from this pasuk, because both of them sound like that it's saying that idea, but we don't know which way to go. Ve'eni yideh, I don't know, im lechem agabe kvasim, should the breads be on the lambs, v'im kvasim agabe lechem, or should the lambs be on top of the breads? Says the Braisa, Mamatzin, b'chol malkam, what do we find everywhere else? Lechem l'mal, when we have such a situation, when we have the animal, and we have the breads are on top, avkan lechem l'mal, therefore we should say that in this pasuk too, it's the she'al lechem that's going to be on top of the two lambs when it's having the tenufa procedure done with them. Says the Gemara, Hecha, where do we find that? So my papa says, b'miluim, as we quote on the top of the summit from the previous stuff, by the miluim, and v'yukur chesed says that the basket of the matzahs were on top of the animal. So therefore here too, when we have two things, just like by the miluim, by the inauguration procedure, when there was these two things, the bread was on the top, here too, by the shtel lechem, the bread's going to be on the top. However, the Braisa continues, Rabbi Yisrael ben Meshulam, he disagrees, he says, no, kvasim lamala, the lambs are on the top. Omani Mekhaim, so then how do I fulfill when the pasuk says, al shnei kvasim, that it sounds like the breads are on the two lambs? Says Rabbi Yisrael ben Meshulam, that's lahitzi shiva. We're not going to read on, but rather it's saying that it's coming with. And it's actually coming to exclude the seven other lambs that are kabbanas oila, not these two shlam lambs. They're oila that are brought with the breads, with our obligations for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, like the pasuk says in Bikach of Gimel, v'kraft malachim, together with the breads, you slaughter all these other kabbanas, including these seven lambs of oila. That's what the pasuk is saying, that you don't need to do tenufa with those seven lambs with the bread. It's only with these two lambs. But it doesn't mean on the lambs, because actually the lambs, as the pasuk is saying, is alechem abikurim, is on top of the breads. A third opinion, Chanina ben Chachinoy, he says, Menich shtei halechem ben yarkei sein shel kvasim. You put the two breads between the thighs of the lambs, meaning you have the animal in the crouching position on the kayan's hands, and you put the breads on the top of the lower part of the thigh. And the main if, and that's how you do the tenufa. Oh, so says Reb Chanin b'chaychaynoi, v'nim t'mekayim, shnei mekrayis halol, comes to come out, the way I'm showing you, you're going to fulfill both different things, which seem to be contradictory in the pasuk. Because you're going to have lechem al gabei kvasim, you're going to have the breads on top of the lambs, because it's going to be on top of the bottom part of the foot, on top of the bottom part of the thigh. You're also going to have the lambs on top of the breads because you have the upper part of the foot since it's in the crouching position that's on top of the breads. And this tenufa that we're talking about is when the animal is still alive, because there's two different tenufas, Michayim and there's Lachar Shechita. We're talking about when it's still alive. That's how we do it according to his interpretation, where you're going to have both because the foot's on top of the bread, but at the same time the bread is on top of the bottom part of the foot. Now, however, the Braisa continues, Amar Rebbe, he asks, Lafnei melech basav adamein oisin kein, in front of a flesh and blood king, it wouldn't be appropriate to do that, to put bread between the thighs of an animal. Lafnei melech macham lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisin kein, so in front of the king of all kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are going to do this, to say that that's how they do tenufa, to put the bread in between the thighs of the animal? Ella rather, Rebbe says a fourth interpretation. It says, you put them side by side, and then that's how you do the tenufa. So that is the Gemara, v'abin al. Here you're not having either one. It's not the breads on the animals, not the animals on top of the breads. How do you fulfill what it says on? Some are Rav Chizda, Rav Avnuna, Vamilan, some say the other way, Rav Avnuna, Rav Chizda, that actually it fulfills both, because you're going to have Al on each one. Because Rebbe L'Tamei, Rebbe goes according to his reasoning, Dama that he sells Al B'Samach. The word Al can mean nearby. So actually you're going to have both. The bread's going to be nearby the animal, and the animal's going to be nearby the bread, because they're side by side, the time like Linda Bryson. Pasuk says, "Be'yikra v'nasata ala marechas," you should put on the order of each, this on the shulchan, this two orders of breads, each one having six, you should put on the orders, levoy nezaka, these are the spoonfuls of the pure frankincense. Now, Rabbi Omer, he says, you didn't actually put the levoin on top of the breads. Al basamach, on means nearby, you should put the spoonfuls of the frankincense near the orders of the breads on the shulchan. And that says, Rabbi, ato ima al basamach, do you really say on means nearby? Oyine ela al mamash, it means literally, as the simple translation means on the breads itself. Kishu ima, but says, Rabbi, you see obviously that al can mean nearby. And that's what it means over here, because when the pasuk says in Shemais, "V'sakaisa al ha'aron es ha'pareches," you should cover over the ark, the pareches. Now you can't say it means literally you would cover the ark with the pareches, because the pareches is a curtain that's separated between the kodesh, the heichal, and the kodesh hakodesh, and the holy holies. So havaimer al basamach, obviously on means it was nearby, where it was near the aron. Here too, when it talks about the breads, al shneha kavasim doesn't mean literally on the lambs, it means near the lambs, and that's actually how he resolved both. Yet the lambs was al the bread, and the bread was al the lambs, because it means that they were nearby, side by side, that's how they did the tenufa. Now the Mishnah continues, says that this procedure, the tenufa, was mailecha maybe, would move it forward and back, maila mired, up and down, mechulu, etc. Now the Gemara explains, amr b'chir barabba, amr b'yichin, and says, mailecha maybe, he would go frontward and backward, which Rashi explains to me, north and south, and east and west. Why they do that? Lamisha Rucha Shalai. It was showing that this is being sacrificed for the one that all the different directions and winds are his, which is referring to that it's all Hashem's. Milo Mayrd, we go up and down. Lamisha Shemayim Barat Shalai, showing that it's going to the one whose heaven and earth is his, which is, again, Takodesh Baruch Hu. Now, B'marava Masnu Hachi, in the west, they said it like this. They said, Amar Rav Chama Baruch Hu, Amar Rabbi Yisir Rabbi Chanina, maybe the reason why they would go back and forth was kedelatzar ruchas rois, to stop the harmful winds which come from the four different directions. And that's what that was illustrating and demonstrating. Malo mayrid, up and down, was kedelatzar tlalim ram, was to hold back the harmful dews, the rains, which come from up to bottom. And that was what was being done with that avoida of push, taking it up and down. Amr Rabbi Yisi Bar Abba, and he says, Zaysa Meir, so this tells us, Shiyari mitzvah, the remnants of a mitzvah, Ma'akv Mesa Paranus, could hold back punishment. Why? Tnufa, this avoid of the elevation procedure, Shiyari mitzvahi, it's the remnants of a mitzvah, because it does not withhold the atonement of the mitzvah. It's actually not the primary part of the mitzvah of the avoda. As the Gemara says later on, the Pesach Gimel Mabez, where if someone makes tenufa in Shiyari Mitzvah, mean to say that he doesn't do it, the Pasuk considers it as if he didn't have an atonement, but he did have, meaning to say one fulfills obligation, it's just not doing it in the ideal situation. And even though tenufa is Shiyari Mitzvah, we showed that the reason why it's done forward and backward, up and down, and holds back the harmful winds and the harmful dews, the rains, and therefore you see that even something that's as just a remnant of a mitzvah, not even the primary integral part of a mitzvah, it's still so important that it holds back punishment. Amar Rabbi says, V'chein lulav, says, so too the mitzvah of lulav requires that one go forward and backward to go in these different directions, like the mitzvah of tenufa, so too we do by the shaking of the lulav. Now, more of a Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Mamtilei, he would push his lulav forward, umaisle, and bring it back. Umachvi Hachiv Amen, he would demonstrate like this, and he would say, Gira Beinu de Sitna, there's an arrow in the eye of the Satan who doesn't want us to do the mitzvahs, and you see, you can't control us, we have this powerful mitzvah of lulav. Which the Gemara says, Vlad Milsi, but that's not appropriate to do. Shem the Asil is Gerui, because that's going to come that the Satan will start provoking the person if one speaks to the Satan in such a different way, and therefore it's not appropriate to do that. Yet, however, we do that actual directions, that shakings of forward and backward and up and down. On Tarbo and Linda Braisa, continuing these halachas of the Tenufa, which we said in the Mishnah, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the shlamims that are brought by the Tzibur, which is carbon shlamim, that which we mentioned by the Kivsei Atzeres, Tu'unin Tenufa Lachar Shchita, requires the procedure of elevation after it's slaughtered. Meaning, because the one when it's alive, that we don't have to tell you we're in the Braisa, because that actually says in the Pasuk itself. But what we are teaching you is that although it doesn't say in the Pasuk, it actually requires tenufa even after we're slaughtered. And the tenufa and kamei shehen, the tenufa is as is, meaning that has to be shleimim, has to be whole, the whole animal we do tenufa with. That's Divrei Rebbe. Now, Bachamim, they disagree. They say, B'chazav B'shaik. Yes, there's tenufa done with the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur even after it's slaughtered, but it's only the thigh and the breast, and it's not the whole animal. Says the Gemara B'maikim Efugi, regarding what are they disagreeing about? What's their machlikas contingent on? So only Rav Chizra, Rav Amnun, Rav Amnun, some say the other way, like we said before, Rav Amnun, Rav Chizra, says, B'dun mino u'mino. Do we say that when we learn that one thing from another context, we learn it all the way out from that context? Or bedun minova oki be'asra? Do we learn that something, and then once we learn it, we bring it back to the context where we're learning it too? That's kamivligi. That's what there's a disagreeing about. As the Gemara explains, Rabban Sabri dam minah. The Rabban hold that okay. So we're learning at zivchei shalmi tzibur from the zivchei shalmi yachid uminah, and we learn everything out from the context of zivchei shalmi yachid. As the Gemara explains, ma zivchei shalmi yachid. Just like we find by the private person shlamim, tu'un and tenufa la'achashchita requires tenufa after the animal was slaughtered, and that's all what we're coming to learn to zivchei shalmei tzibur. Because when it's alive, that we don't need, because like we said, by the zivchei shalmei tzibur, it already says in the pasuk itself. What do we need to learn now from the zivchei shalmei yachid? Is that tenufa is done after it's slaughtered. So after zivchei shalmei tzibur, so too we're going to say that we'll compare also the public shlamim, tu'un and tenufa la'achashchita also needs to have tenufa after it's slaughtered. Now this is the idea. Umeina, and we learn that everything once we're learning that halacha of la'achashchita from zivchei shalmei yachid, which is ma'has and mechazav b'shalik, just like by the private person's individual shlam. What do we do to nufan after we're slaughtered? Is only the breast and the thigh? Avhacha nam mechazav b'shalik. Here also, it's only by the chazav b'shalik. Whereas Rebbe Saba dun mina voki ba'asra. Rebbe says when we learn out something, we learn out that thing, and then we then apply all its other halachas to the context that we're learning it to, in its own original place. Which is Mazziv Chishama Yochid. Yeah, we're learning out just like by private shlam. Tuna Tanufa Lachashkita requires Tanufa after it's loaded. Safziv Chishama Tzibur Tuna Tanufa Lachashkita. That everyone agrees to this part. So to the public shlam also requires Tanufa after it's loaded. But Rebbe holds Va'uki Ba'asra. Then we apply it to the context itself, just like we find by the Shalmei Tzibur themselves, when they do have Tanufa, which is what it says in the Torah regarding when it's alive, has to be Shleimim, because Hasam Hu Dechaziv Ashaik. Yes, there by Shalmei Yachid requires only the Chazav HaShaik. Aval Hacha, Kamei Shehein B'chaim. Here you're going to compare it to the context itself, which is as it has it when it's alive. Which is just like when it's alive. That the Pasuk says clearly, it's alive, it's one animal, it requires Tnufa, it's the whole animal. So to have it slaughtered, it's Uki Ba'asra, it's also going to require Tnufa, the whole animal, not like the Rabbanan, that it's only Chazav HaShaik. That's one interpretation. However, it's Ketin Tamad Beis, or Papam, he says a second interpretation. He says, no, the Kuli Alma, everyone agrees, Dan Mina Uminahu. When we learn out something from another place, let's say here from Shalmei Yachid, we're going to learn it out totally like it is B'Shalmei Yachid. So then, behind the time of the Rebbe, so what's the reason of Rebbe that he holds that it's the whole animal, not just Chazav HaShaik? If you're learning out all the way from the Shalmei Yachid, there's only Chazav HaShaik. Says the Gemara, because Ki Hasam, yes, it's actually like there, but not like there in that it's Chazav HaShaik. Rather, ma'hasim, just like over there by the Shalmei Yachid, davar shematan l'kayin, whatever is gifted to the kayin, that's what you do tenufan. Now, by Shalmei Yachid, what's gifted to a kayin? It's only the Chazav HaShaik, because the rest of the shlam goes to the owner. But af hacha, davar shematan l'kayin, here also by the Shalmei Tzibur, it's whatever is gifted to the kayin that you do tenufan. Now, what's gifted to the kayin over here when it's a public shlam? All of it. Shleimim. Whereas by the Shalmei Yachid, the kayin only gets Chazav HaShaik, and that's why the tenufa is only Chazav HaShaik. Ravinami says another interpretation, says the other way. Says the kul alma dominov uki ba'astra. Now everyone agrees that when you learn that something from somewhere else, you apply it to the context that you're learning it to. So then behind the time of the Rabban, what's the reason of Rabbanah that's only Chazav HaShaik? What do you mean? The context of Shalmei Tzibur is always the whole animal that we do tenufan, as it is when it's alive. Why do they hold in the uki ba'astra it's only Chazav HaShaik? That's for a different reason. Because Shalmeihem. The pasuk by the Shalmei Yachid, Mayukar Zayin says, so what you're going to do tnufan is as chazeh ha-tnufa v'estrek ha-tshuma. There's the thigh and the breast, lokachti be'es b'nei Yisrael, which you do tnufan, I took from the Jewish people, mezivchei shalmeihem, from their shlamims, which that sounds like in the plural, a lashon rabba. Now, it should have said in the individual, in the singular terminology, because it's talking about by individual shlamim. from the fact that it says in the public terminology, it's coming to include and to say that even by the Shamit Sibur, it's also going to have the halacha of this pasuk, which the tnuf is only on the chaz of a shaykh and not on the whole animal. And that's why they hold that it's only going to be, even though they hold generally ukra ba'asra, but it's only going to be chaz of a shaykh. Now the Gemara continues with the halacha of a mishnah that Reb Shimon Omer, he said, which related to the halacha of a mishnah regarding the halachas of tnufa and regarding the Shamit Sibur and the Shamit Yachad. So he said, Shleisha minan tu'unin shalish mitzvahs. There are three different types of karbanis that amongst them require these three mitzvahs. But shtayim b'kalechad, each one only requires two out of the three. But of shleisha, same bam, the third one, whichever that one is, but each one, it's not going to be. Ve'elohena, what are these three? Zivchei shalma yachad, in the private individual's karbet shlam. Ve'zivchei shalma tzibba, the public shlamim, which those are the kivsi atzeres. Ve'asham atzayra, and the mitzayra when he brings his karban ashram in this purification process. As the Mishnah explained. Zivchei shalma yachad tu'unin requires two out of these three. A private person's shlamim requires smicha chaim. The owner has to lean on the head of the animal when it's still alive. U'tnufa shchutin, and when it's slaughtered, requires tnufa. But the third one, ve'im behem tnufa chaim, it does not require tnufa when the animal is still alive. That's the first type. Zivchei shalma tzibah, the public's kabin shlamim, tu'unin tnufa chaim, it needs to have elevation when it's alive, like it says in the pasuk. Ushchutin, and when it's slaughtered, that we learn that, as we said, from the Zivchei Shama Yachad. But the third one, Ve'imem Smicha, there's no Smicha, no one leans on the animal before it's slaughtered. Third type, Asham Metzaira, the carbon Asham of the Metzaira, Toin Smicha, the owner has to lean on it. Utnufachai has to be lifted up when it's alive. But the third one, Ve'imem Tnufachachar, it does not have Tnufa when it was slaughtered. On these three, the Gemara asks on each one that we should know that it does require that third one from a kavul chaim. As the Gemara says, "V'yu zivchei shalma yachad tu'unin tnufa chaim." The private person's individual shlam should require to be lifted up, elevated when it's still alive. Mikavul chaim. Why? Uma zivchei shalma tzibur. If we find by the shlamim of the tzibur, she'ein tu'unin smicha chaim, it does not require, like we said, the third thing to have smicha done when it's still alive. And still, tu'unin tnufa chaim still has to have elevation when it's alive. So zivchei shalma yachad, so the private person shlam, she tu'unin smicha chaim, which has to have smicha when it's alive, and it's sort of, therefore we see it's more stringent, ain't a din tu'unin tnufa chaim, so isn't it a kavul chaim that should require tnufa and still alive? Says the Gemara, yeah, but mi'ed rachmona gabi zivchei shalma tzibur. The Torah has an exclusionary term when it talks about by the halacha of the zivchei shalma tzibur that it has to have tnufa when it's still alive. It says, oysam, them, the zivchei shalma tzibur, that's where you do tnufa when it's alive. Oysam l'mu'uti zivchei shalma yachad. Them is coming to exclude the private person shalom that it does not require tnufa, Michael. Second question. V'yu zivchei shalma tzibur, moving on to the next category. Let the public shlamim of the tzibur required tu'unin smicha, is required to have them lean on the animal, mikavol chaymer, when it's still alive, from mikavol chaym. Why? If we find by the private person shlam, she'ein tu'unin tnufa chaym, that it does not require tnufa when it's still alive, yet still tu'unin smicha requires smicha. So zivchei shalma tzibur. So that by the public shlam of the tzibur, she'tu'unin tnufa chaym, which requires tnufa when it's still alive, like the pasuk says. In addition, she'tu'unin smicha, isn't there kavol chaymer, that she requires smicha? Madam Ravina says, you're right, but Gemiri, we have a tradition from Har Sinai that shtei smichis b'tzibah, that there are only two situations of smichim by a public carbon. One is the parhem devashel tzibah, when the Bezna erroneously gives a psak halacha that the Jewish people follow, that the pasuk says, v'samchu ziknei, that the elders of the assembly have to do smicha. And the second one is the sar mishtalech on Yom Kippurim, the one that goes sar lasas, like the pasuk says, v'samach aron eshtei yadav, that Aaron, the kayin, God puts his hands and leans on the animal, which that's from the tzibur. But there's no other situation of smicha b'tzibur, and therefore there's no kavul chaymer, because we know there's only two, and this would make it three. Moving on to the third category. It says, Gemara v'yei asha mitzayra, ta'on tnufa shachin mekavul chaymer. The ashama, the mitzayra, should require to be lifted up when it's slaughtered from a kavul chaymer. Mazdiv chishama yachad, if by a private person shlam, she'in tun tnufa chaym. It does not need to have elevation when it's still alive. Tunin tnufa shchutin, still it needs tnufa when it's slaughtered. So asham mitzayra shatan tnufa chay. So the ashama mitzayra needs tnufa when it's still alive. And it didn't shatan tnufa shachin, isn't the kavul chaymer, should require tnufa when it's slaughtered? Says the Gemara, yeah, but mi'et rachmona gabi zivchei shalma yachad oisai. The Torah gives an exclusionary term when it talks about by the private person shlamim, when it mentions the halacha of tnufa when it's slaughtered. That says, v'eschazei ha'tnufa lahenef oisai, to the tnufa on it, What's it? It's coming to exclude Hashem Etzera, that it does not require tznufa when it was slaughtered. And therefore, that's how we know by all these three that they don't have the third one, even though from Kabbalah we should say it, but there are exclusionary halachas that tell us that it does not apply to them. Now, concluding these halachas of tznufa, Tarnabon, we learned the Braisa, Chamisha Sheviu Karban Echad. Five people together bring one carbon. Echad Meinav Alayde Kulam, one person could do the tznufa to fulfill the obligation of all the partners. Now, Vaisha, and we said this in the previous stuff, when she brings the carbon, Kain Meinav Ayada, the Kain does the tznufa for her, she doesn't do tznufa herself. And Mechin Ashaleh Karbanosa, Mibidin Siyam, so to someone that sends his carbon from overseas and he's not around, Kain Meinav Ayada, the Kain does the tznufa for him, where generally there's situations, like we said, by private person Shlam, that he puts and does it and the Kain puts his hands beneath. But in these situations, like a woman and someone who sends it from overseas, the Kain does it in their stead.